This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa la tahinu wa la tahzanu wa antumul a'launa in kuntum mu'minin. Sadaqallahu al-azim. My dear respected elders and brothers, one of the most important lessons we learn from our religion is that success, ultimate success, is not measured by victory and defeat in this material world. There are instances in our history where people have become victorious in this world materially, but they are unsuccessful, they are failures. And there are instances in our history where people have been defeated, but yet after being defeated, Allah Ta'ala has called them successful. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَمَنْ يُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ أَوْ يَغْلِبْ. Whoever strives in the path of Allah, whoever fights in the path of Allah, whether he is killed, أَوْ يَغْلِبْ, or whether he achieves victory, Allah will give him a reward. تو یہ ایک دین کا اہم اصول یہ ہے کہ ہمارے فلاح اور کامیابی دنیاوی فتح اور شکست کے اوپر وابستہ نہیں. کبھی ایسا ہوتا ہے کہ جو ہے نا فتح ہے لیکن کامیابی نہیں, کبھی شکست ہے لیکن کامیابی ہے. جیسے اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا کہ جو کوئی اللہ کے راہ میں جد و جہد کرے, چاہے وہ شہید ہو جائے یا غالب ہو جائے, اللہ تعالیٰ کی یہاں کامیاب ہے. So this is something that we need to keep in mind. It is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. An example that today I would like to concentrate upon is the Battle of Uhud. Now it's a very long battle and I don't have the time to go into long details. Briefly, the Quraysh of Makkah, because of the defeat in Badr, they take a vow to avenge that defeat. They put all their assets together and they gather their assets to make a march towards Medina with the intention of defeating the Muslims who are in Medina. So according to that, they gather all their things and they come into Medina. They come to Uhud. They're on the outskirts of Medina. They come with a great force, 3,000 times people. That time 3,000 people was a great force. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to know about what they have done. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls a mashwara. Allah Ta'ala farmate wa shawirun fil amr, make mashwara in your matters. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam called all the sahaba. Quraysh Badr ke baad yahan tak unhone intiqam ke jazbe se Madina ke upar hamla kiya aur Uhud tak pahunch gaye. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne mashwara kiya sahaba se. In the meanwhile, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam see a dream, a very amazing dream, and the interpretation is also very amazing. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees a dream that he is in armor, full armor. That what you wear when people go to war. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam musallat. Or Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is referred to as Madina Munawwara, because Medina was protected. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that he was slaughtering a cow. The slaughtering of the cow was that many sahaba were going to be martyred. Aur usi khwab mein Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne dekha ke jo hai wo guys zaba ho rahi hai. Aur Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his sword and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam waved his sword. And in that sword, the sword broke. Talwar toot gaya. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam waved the sword again and the sword was restored to its former glory. This was a dream that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw. Right, so this was an interpretation as we will go along. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mashura with the sahaba. Sahaba, by and large, all of them, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to stay in Medina. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Let us stay in Medina. Wo aaye hue hai, wo aakar hamla kare. Hum Medina mein difa karenge. Aur hame Medina ke ahwal se hum waqif, ہم دفاع کرنے میں آسانی ہوگا. Because we know the terrain of Medina, if they come and attack us, we know where to put them, we know where to take them, we know the streets, we will be able to defeat them, we will be able to defend Medina. But the younger Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, لا تحرمنا جنتك. Oh Ya Rasulullah, don't prevent us from achieving Jannah. And they were among the people, Ya Rasulullah, we're going to fight with them. ہم جا کر ان سے لڑیں گے, وہاں جا کر لڑیں گے. ہم مدینہ میں بیٹھ کر کیوں لڑیں ان کے ساتھ؟ Why must we fight a defensive war? We'll fight an offensive war. جا کر ان سے لڑیں گے. And نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صحابہ اکرام کی جوش کو دیکھ کر نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے کہا چلو ہم جا کر وہاں سے وہاں پہ لڑیں گے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, okay, we will go and fight them. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم went into his room. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم came dressed in armor. Not one armor, two armors. On his body, not one, two. Now I always tell the people, you want to fight but you got no resources. ہم جا کر لڑیں گے اللہ تعالیٰ سے دعا مانگ کر. تو آپ جو ہے نا نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے بڑھ کر کے, you greater than نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم who wore two armors and went to fight. He didn't just go and fight. ہم جو ہے نا ذکر اور اذکار سے ہم لڑیں گے. We are going to fight with ذکر. He made ذکر, he made دعا, but he also prepared himself. So نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم came out with two armors. Then the younger Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, perhaps we impressed upon you. You wanted to stay in Medina. We're not going to force. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now I have dressed myself to go out and fight. I can't take out my armor. Hum wahan ja kar ladenge. Jo kuch Allah Ta'ala ke muqaddar hai, ye wo ho kar rahega. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam went the next morning. Now on the next morning, just before the battle, 300. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left with 1,000. Unke kya kitne the? 3,000. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور مسلمان کتنے تھے؟ 1,000. اور اس میں سے 300 منافق وہاں سے جدا ہو گئے. 300 منافق, they left the battle on the eve of the battle. It's a sign of hypocrisy that when the ummah is in difficulty and need you, then you go and stab the ummah in the back. یہ منافقت کی شان ہے. The ummah is in pain and you come and you go and put more difficulty upon the ummah. So this is not the way of the ummah. So in that particular way, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing he did, he saw the terrain, he saw the battle, he said, see, in this particular mountain, there is a danger that someone can come from the back and he can attack the Muslims. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne 50, you know, logon ko wahan pe kara kar diya. He put 50 on them and what he told them, you don't move from here no matter what the circumstances. No matter what the circumstances, you don't move from here. Kyunki aur Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them certain advices. Aap yahan se teer pehen kar unko jo hai na unko piche kar de. You use your archery and the people who are on the horseback, you keep them back. And Nabi Karim, and also no matter what happens, because there is a fear that they can come from the back, therefore you must not leave this place. Phir jo hai na wo shuru ho gaya. It's a long particular incident. Shuru mein musalmanon ke jurrat ki wajah se musalman fatah yab ho rahe the. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba, because of their courage, because of their bravery, Hazrat Zubair ibn Awam, Hazrat Abu Dujana, Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu anhu, Muslims were gaining victory. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the battle gave his sword and he said, who will take the sword and who will fulfill the rights of the sword? Lot of Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we will take it. We will take it. And Abu Dujana took it. Abu Dujana came and he took it. And when Abu Dujana took it, Nabi Karim saw, Abu Dujana was an amazing person. He used to wear a red turban. And when he used to go into the battle. And he used to, when he used to go in the battle, he used to have a particular method of, you know, call it a particular battle cry or a certain degree of, you know, pride that he showed with that particular, you know, sword. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Abu Dujana, normally Allah wouldn't like this way you are carrying on. But in the battle, Allah Ta'ala likes it. The way you are going around, normally Allah wouldn't have liked it. But because of it being a battle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. So in this particular way, the Sahaba were on the verge of victory. Now because of the being on the verge of victory, the people who were on the mount, they had a misunderstanding. انہوں نے کہا کہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے کہا کہ جب لڑائی شروع ہے اور لڑائی ہو رہی ہے تو اس میں جو ہے نا ہم یہاں میں ہم یہیں پر رہے. اب جو ہے نا پتہ ہے, دے رننگ اوے, دے موونگ اوے, اینڈ دے آر رننگ فرام دا بیٹل. So 40 of the 50, or 39 of the 50, they left the post and they went, you know, after and the with the enemy. Khalid bin Walid, who was on the cavalry was the people who were on horseback. He realized that they had left their post. He came from behind, and when he came from behind, the rear of the Muslim army was exposed. And he came into and he attacked the Muslims. When he attacked the Muslims from the rear, the Quraysh, they realized, they also started attacking. The Muslims were sandwiched in between. They broke through the ranks of the Muslims until they reached Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ibn Qamya, la'natullahi alayhi, he took a stone and a rock and he threw it upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, breaking the nose, breaking the teeth, and bruising the face of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the cry went out, Inna Muhammadan kad mat. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has passed on. Sahaba ke upar, there was no more difficult thing to hear that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had passed on. For a certain degree of time, they became despondent. When they became despondent, some of them went away, some of them went back to Medina. Well, learn ke kya fayda? Jab Nabi hamare andar nahi, Nabi hamare yahan maujood nahi, tab learne se kya fayda? So then a certain degree, then certain people came up to the fore. And amongst them were very, very great Sahaba. And they came in, and they, Anas bin Nadhr, you know, people saw him running. And he was in a complete different enthusiasm. Aap kahan ja rahe ho? कहाँ जा रहे हो? उहद की, उहद से जो है ना वो जन्नत की खुशबू हमें, मैं सूंघ रहा हूँ. I can see the smell of jannat and the fragrance of jannat from the mount of Uhud. And he went forward until he was martyred. And then the Sahaba Ikram, when they came, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive, they surrounded Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Initially they were 12, 15, and then more and more people came. Entire round Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the entire battle was focused around. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, initially there were only about 11 or 12. So the people were attacking Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One wave of attack came. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Mera difa kaun karega? Talha bin Ubaidah radiallahu anhu went. And he preserved and he defended Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Another particular attack came. Kaun difa karega? Who will protect? Again, Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu went. 7 times, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called, who will defend me? And 7 times, Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu. Brother, sit down. Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu, 7 times he came, he prevented and he defended Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to say, that day of Uhud was Talha bin Ubaidullah's day. So much so that his whole hand became paralyzed. Whole hand became paralyzed because he was protecting Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in that particular way, they changed the battle. Now that is the incident. Now why I'm making mention of this incident? Because from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed almost a quarter supara about how Allah Ta'ala consoled the Sahaba after what happened. Kabhi-kabhi main haran hota hu. I find it amazing that in this whole incident, we have to learn, brothers, we have to learn lessons. Not once did Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or ever the Sahaba ever tell those young Sahaba, why did you tell us to go and fight outside? Ever thought about it? एक मर्तबा किसी ने उन सहाबा को नहीं कहा जिन्होंने ये मशवरा दिया कि हम जाकर वहां बाहर ला जाकर लड़ेंगे. किसी ने उनके ऊपर एतराज नहीं किया. दिस इज द यूनिटी ऑफ द उम्मत. नॉट वंस एनीवन टोल्ड द सहाबा बिकॉज ऑफ योर मशवरा वी वेंट एंड वी गॉट डिफीटेड. वी मेड अ डिसीजन, वी स्टैंड बाय दैट डिसीजन. सुभान अल्लाह. देन अल्लाह सुभान व तआला गेव देम, आई विल मेक मेंशन ऑफ 5 or 6 things. सबसे पहले अल्लाह ताला ने कहा, सबसे पहले कुल तुम अन्ना हादा कुल हुआ मिन इंडी अनफुसिकुम. ये शिकस्त क्यों हुआ? Why did it happen? Why did a certain victory turn into a defeat? अल्लाह ताला says, हुआ मिन इंडी अनफुसिकुम. मुहासबा करो, इंट्रोस्पेक्ट कि हमारे कमजोरी की वजह से हो सकता है कि ये हुआ. Maybe perhaps because of our weakness something happened. So the first thing Allah Ta'ala told them, introspect. The second thing Allah Ta'ala says, we know that we have been hurt by this. وَلَقَدْ عَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala نے آپ کو معاف کر دیا. Allah Ta'ala forgave you. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, I forgave you. You had your weakness, okay, you are a human being. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala forgive you. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala forgive. Allah Ta'ala will forgive, human being won't forgive. Human being kahega ke jo bhi aapko upar nuksan hua, wo Allah Ta'ala ki azab ki wajah se. Whatever difficulty came upon you, Allah's azab. Allah will forgive. Human being doesn't forgive. So the second thing Allah Ta'ala told them, Allah has forgiven you. Despite the fact that you are weak. Despite you are weak, Allah has forgiven you. The third thing Allah Ta'ala told them, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَعَنْتُمُ الْعَالَوْنَ. Don't lose hope. Don't lose heart. Do not grieve. أَنْتُمُ الْعَالَوْنَ. You will be victorious in كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ if you are believers. Subhanallah, the third thing Allah Ta'ala, what Allah Ta'ala told them? Don't lose heart. آپ گھبرائیں نہیں. آپ غم نہ کریں. آپ ہی فتح یاب ہوں گے اگر آپ مسلمان اور مومن صحیح طرح سے ہوں. If you don't lose heart, don't become despondent, don't grieve, Allah will give you victory if you are true believers. So look at how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave them consolation. And this will happen. One day it will happen. Not this battle, the next battle. Or eventually the people who are dying, they are going to reach Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah will give them a reward greater than the difficulty that they face in this world. وَلَا تَحِنُوا وَلَا تَعْزَنُوا. Don't grieve, do not lose hope, do not become despondent. You will be victorious. Now what it makes upon us, we must strive to become believers. وَلَا تَحِنُوا وَلَا تَعْنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Third thing Allah Ta'ala told them. The fourth thing Allah Ta'ala told them. يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْهٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْهٌ مِثْلُهُ. You suffered wounds, they also suffered wounds. جس طرح آپ زخمی ہوئے وہ بھی زخمی ہوئے. You had certain difficulties, they also had difficulties. Look at what happened in Gaza. TK, we have also, many of us, you know, many of our people have passed on, they have had difficulties, but they have also inflicted, never before so much infliction upon the people, the enemies. Never before they have had so many people who have died since the beginning of Israel. So you had wounds, you have people who have fatalities, you have death, they also have death. And the difference is, قَتْلَانَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَقَتْلَاكُمْ فِي النَّارِ. Our people who have died, they are in Jannah. And the people who have died by your side, one way ticket to Jahannam. No return. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, إِيَمْسَسْكُمْ كَرْهٌ فَقَدْ مَسُّ الْقَوْمُ كَرْكَرُوا مِثْلُ. Good and bad days come upon people. In this world, we had certain good days, sometimes we have bad days. This dunya is in Darul Imtihan. إِيَمْسَسْكُمْ كَرْهٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ كَرْهُمْ مِثْلُ. Then, the fourth thing, pious people never lose hope. Musliman kabhi mayus nahi hota. وَكَعِيِّمْ مِن نَبِيٍ قَاتَلْ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ فَمَا وَحَنُوا لِمَا عَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. How many times the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam fought? Unke saath log the. There were people with them. فَمَا وَحَنُوا لِمَا عَصَابَهُمْ. They never lose hope of the difficulty that came upon them. وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ. What did they say when difficulty came upon them when they were fighting? إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, forgive us our shortcomings. وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا. And whatever trespasses we have done. وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ. Oh Allah, keep us steadfast and help us against the kuffar. So the pious people never lose hope, and this is the dua that they made. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And then, I think another fourth of the six things, that the bounties enjoyed by the martyr. Those who have passed on by our side, do you know what great bounties? وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَا يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ. Don't ever say the people who have died in the path of Allah Ta'ala, they are dying, or they are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاهُ وَزِنْدَا هَا. Allah Ta'ala ki ya zinda hai. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the people who died in Uhud, they, Allah Ta'ala made them into beautiful birds, and Allah Ta'ala made them, you know, enjoy the beauties of Jannah. Subhanallah. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith, Allah will ask the day, Allah will ask the shaheed on the day of Qiyamah. Woh sab shaheed hai Ghazza ke log. And Allah will ask them on the day of Qiyamah, ab kya chahte hai? What do you want? Whatever you want, I'm prepared to give you. Jo kuch aap chahte hai, main dene ke liye tayyar hoon. Aur woh kya kahenge? What will they say? Allah send us back in this world. The maza, jo maza, hame jo hai ne apne zindagi ko kurban karne mein jo maza aaya, wo dobara hame de. The beauty and the joy we got in sacrificing our life, give us go and let us go back in the dunya and let us get that joy again. And then lastly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the last message, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ عَقَابِكُمْ. When Nabi Karim s.a.w. passed away, the Sahaba fell hurt. They were despondent. And when they were despondent, Allah Ta'ala revealed, Muhammad is a Rasul of Almighty Allah. And other previously, the Anbiya alayhimussalam came and they passed away. If Muhammad passed away, are you going to turn away against religion? Are you going to turn away from Allah? Are you going to turn away from Islam? Agar wahan par shikast hui, to kya hum Islam se bezaar honge? Astaghfirullah. Allah Ta'ala told the Sahaba, are you going to turn away from deen if Muhammad passes away in the battle? To wahan pe jo kuch hara hai, kabhi hum bezaar nahi. Islam hi hamare hal hai. Islam is our victory. Islam is our salvation. We will become even more firm even if they set backs. These are some of the lessons that we learn from Wahad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.